Alright everyone, it is Saturday, February 27th, 2010, and we open this year's episodes of A2 Unplugged with the sad news that longtime Apple II advocate Joe Cohn has passed away. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By JuiceJS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Visit them at www.juice.gs. And by The Athletic Diabetic, one of my other blogs. You can check that out at athletic-diabetic.com. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, your host, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. I would like to just let you know our contact information. Again, you can visit our website at www.a2unplugged.com. You can reach us via email at a2unplugged@gmail.com, and you can get us via voicemail at 808-218-2737. You can also subscribe to us via iTunes, and you can follow me on Twitter at RSUENAGA. We're going to skip over any news or any kind of email or voicemail that we got, because this opening podcast of 2010 is a very sad one. This episode, our first of 2010, will cover just one topic, one person. That being the late Joe Cohn, noted Apple II writer, publisher, and advocate who passed away on January 6, 2010 at the way too young age of 63. Interestingly, maybe amazingly for Apple II old-timers like myself, I've encountered quite a few people online who aren't familiar with Joe and what he had done over the years, so I thought we'd take a few minutes to brush up. Joe Cohn initially became well-known outside of the Marin County-based Gravenstein Apple Users Group when he became a sysop in the Apple II area of the long-deceased online service called The Source. This was back in the days of 300 to 1200 baud modems and before The Source was swallowed up by CompuServe, which in turn was swallowed up by America Online, which probably ought to be swallowed up by something else at this point. Joe also worked at the Big Red Computer Club, which was a mail order vendor of Apple II software on disk. Joe later gained possibly his greatest fame as a writer for first the Apple IIgs Buyer's Guide and then Insider A Plus magazine. In fact, his shareware solutions and other columns in Insider A Plus were often the only worthwhile Apple II content in the very late issues of that magazine. When Insider A Plus was absorbed into 2Alive, the short-lived publication by Quality Computers, Joe declined joining that staff and instead started his own publication called Shareware Solutions 2. SS2, as it came to be called, debuted in mid-1993 and was very well received. Joe was proud of the fact that the entire newsletter was published on an Apple IIgs using AppleWorks GS. In addition to that newsletter, SS2 also sold disks of shareware and freeware, which was a pretty lucrative operation in the days before broadband internet was widespread. It was something he started while doing the original Shareware Solutions column back at Insider A+. At that time, I believe disks were selling for about $5 with all kinds of software on them, and they would arrive in the mail. Very different world back then from what we have today. SS2 shortly thereafter became a publisher of commercial Apple II software, starting with Contacts GS, Burger Becky Heinemann's, then it was Burger Bill Heinemann's, address book, new disk accessory, and as more and more Apple II vendors went out of business, SS2 bought up their inventory to sell. Eventually, SS2 became one of the largest sellers of Apple II software, publishing items like Spectrum by Ewan Wanup, WebWorks GS by Eric Sheppy Shepherd, Harmony, the printer drivers, formerly published by Vitesse, and the entire West Coast software line. Joel sometimes sold this software, sometimes published the software. Things were very, very interesting back in those days for Joel Cohen and Shareware Solutions too. But as the Apple II world shrank and became less commercially viable, Joel and Shareware Solutions II became less prominent in the Apple II world. While the newsletter was initially very well received, its publication schedule became increasingly erratic, and what ended up being the final issue of SS2 shipped in July 1999. In fact, many subscribers, including myself, received the issue hand-delivered at Kansas Fest that year. I believe the decline in the market, as well as personal issues Joel went through at the time, contributed to the less than ideal publication schedule of SS2. In fact, in my first issue as editor-in-chief of GGS Magazine, a reader's letter was published asking about the status of Shareware Solutions to the newsletter. I sent Joel electronic and postal mail asking for comment and never received a response. I believe this wasn't something he wanted to talk about. Although I have heard from some reliable sources that he knew even back in late 1999 he wouldn't be publishing any more issues. I had had very little contact with Joel the last few years. He stopped coming to Kansas Fest around the same time he stopped putting out newsletters, and his participation in online forums diminished, as well as the online forums themselves changing from AOL and Genie to Delphi to Syndicom to A2 Central, as well as Usenet. So I was surprised to hear of his passing. Sadly, the Apple II world has lost one of its biggest believers in Joel Cohen. And that's our show this episode. Thanks for being patient while I'm finally getting it together to record another episode. Our next edition will be our annual year-end review, year-beginning preview, so for the year 2009 and the year 2010. Hoping to get that together in the next few weeks. In the meantime, you can always check us out on the web at www.a2unplugged.com. You can send us email at a2unplugged@gmail.com, or you can reach our voicemail hotline at 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Hope everyone is well and have a great 2010. Take care, everyone. Good night.